During the quarantine time and all of us working from home, we were able to go ahead and start building and launching a brand new website for the chamber. And so it is more efficient. It helps connect the community to our businesses and our business community together. So we're pretty excited about it and kind of releasing that to our community and businesses.
Now, tell us when this got up and rolling. I believe it was earlier this month, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. So it was the 8th of July. So we were able to release that. We had a in all kind of IT ways, we had some hiccups, but we were able to launch it, and it is up and going, and we're really, really excited about it. I think it's a benefit for not only our business community, but also just the community in general, because we get a lot of phone calls and a lot of messages about maybe landlords or places to go for restaurants, maybe people that are visiting, and so it's a great resource for them to be able to access.
Oh, I'm sure that is certain. How long did it take you from start to finish to build this? I'm sure you had to. It took quite some time.
It did. I think we started it, I want to say around April 1st. So it took a few months, so 3 months or so. But we had a previous website, and so a lot of that was being moved over. We had a lot of things on our website, and it wasn't always as easily navigated. So we had to sort through all of those pages, make them in order, put them in line, and then add the new content. So it took a little bit.
I'm sure. Now, talking about some of the content on the website with COVID-19 going around, I think that Callaway County Commission had just recently announced phase two of funding going on there. Is there information about that on there?
Yes. So on the landing page, so if you do go to callawaychamber.net, if you go to callawaychamber.com, I do believe it routes to us. There are two websites, but callawaychamber.net is the new site. If you do go to that website, on the landing page, there is a COVID-19 resources. So not only do we have access for free sanitation. So like Fulton Medical Center is offering, in Fulton, they're offering sanitizer and disinfectant. So if you wanted to pick some of that up, that is free. Just give them a call. But that information is listed. Distilleries that are doing hand sanitizer are listed, but also, like you mentioned, the COVID-19 CARES Act funding. And so the county did put that together. They received funding to offer to our businesses to help them with any expenses they had during the COVID and the quarantine time. So you can access that application there for the round two. In addition, you can also access, we just released this yesterday, but Fulton Area Development Foundation, which is our economic arm, actually released grant money that we received from CARES Act. And so that application is there, and that's for small businesses and nonprofits. And so we're doing grants through the Fulton Area Development Foundation, and you can get those applications and information there.
That is exciting news. I know a lot of questions that we get about businesses in town are, do they require the face coverings at their business? Or do you guys have that information available, or could they find that out from you guys?
You know, that's a great tip. So we don't have that information, but I love that idea, and right. So I'd be glad to put that up there. I know that we have some businesses in Callaway County that, of course, do require masks. Some are suggested. Some, you know, have an open policy if you want to wear it or not. So I think that'd be a great idea to kind of formulate that list and include that. So thank you.
Right on. And they could leave comments, too, if they want to, I'm sure, on the
website.
I
believe there is a comment place on the bottom there. If for some reason it's not showing, let me know. It's still, I mean, it's, what, 2 weeks old.
Right.
So if there's any glitches that you guys see, let me know. I'm happy to address.
Well, I want to say congratulations to you for all the work that you put in there. It sounds like a great tool for businesses and citizens alike to use over in Callaway County, for sure.
It is. It absolutely is. And there's so many resources we have on there, and I think they had gotten muddled before. But just a couple of things for the community, should they be interested. But there are job postings from all of our businesses on there. So if you go to the job postings tab, there's all kinds of different jobs. I mean, from servers to directors of certain departments. There's also hot deals. So if our businesses have coupons available for the community, they upload them there. And so there are things that the community can access there as well.
And that's very awesome. And I know you guys are great about going with the ribbon cuttings for new businesses. And if anything like that opens, it'll probably be listed on that site as well.
It is. Absolutely. So we have a rolling stream of new members on the site. So those are always there. We love ribbon cuttings. So any new businesses that join the chamber or milestones, we love to highlight those, and we put their picture on the website.
Well, that's awesome. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming
Absolutely.
In this morning.
Thank you.
Things getting back to normal a little bit over at the Callaway Chamber of
they
Commerce?
They are, yes. So we are mainly in the office now, which is great. I love being in the office, and I love seeing the business and the community. You know, I love seeing the people, so that's who I am. I am a communications major. I love to talk, so I love seeing the people. So it's really exciting to be back in the office, and hopefully we see more people coming in.